musicians, local and touring. I got a big thing coming for Folk Fest. Stay tuned for that. But the big thing to plug is Way Out Fest. This is a music festival I'm doing with my buddy Tyson Wagner. August 21st to 23rd in Seven Sisters Falls, Manitoba. Headlining, we got Tired Cossack, Holy Void, JD Edwards, Luana Moth, Banana Crisis, of course, is also playing.
Yep.
And it's going to be a blast. 500 people. Tickets are not sold out yet, so you can go to wayoutmb.ca to cop, and we'll see you there. It's going to be awesome.
Yay. Mm-hmm. You guys have anything else?
Follow us on Instagram because we're putting out new music very soon.
Yes, that is true.
Go listen to Heard She's a Witch. We're super proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fantastic song. Dang, all of the music is fantastic.
Thank you, thank you.
So we will be back next week with, I believe it is Sam Fournier next week. Might have gotten my dates mixed up, but we've got lots of guests coming on the show in the next bit, so make sure you tune in to 101.5 for Manitoba in the Moment. And thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Of course.
Yo, Pig Gritty, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? This is Cadence Weapon. You're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM. Wrap it up.
Gila gila vava, budi basha lava, podrumo beshava. Gila gila vava, gila gila vava, tude chikerava. Gila vema, shale Roma ne gila, te kele na amare Roma. Gila vema, shale Roma ne gila, te kele na.
People, this is Azanti, and I'm here with my friend
Zion.
Z, what are you saying? Every creative project needs the right space. We'll be right back.
It is I, your host, Asher, and you're tuned into Over the Neptune here on UMFM 101.5. It is Tuesday, June 30th. Time is 3:10, 39 seconds into the minute. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just heard some Puzzle Pop. That was by Cootie Catcher, and it was off their new album, Something We All Got. Cootie Catcher, you could actually catch them, maybe catch some cooties. Yeah, you can catch them at a Real Love Summerfest reunion. There's a single-day fest going on, Blue Note Park. What is the date on that one? August 15th, you catch Cootie Catcher, amongst others. Tofu Smell I Know is performing, and many other bands, some local, some not. But yeah, Cootie Catcher, really cool kind of, I don't even know what you want to classify them as, very glitchy kind of twee pop. Yeah, good stuff. They're from Toronto. Yeah, love their music. Anyways, we played some Good Flying Birds. We began with Eric's Eyes off the 2025 album Tallulah's Tape. Super cool kind of, yeah, jangly pop, yada yada yada. And then we played some Unbated Vicar of Scorched Earth by the great Robert Pollard, Guided by Voices, off the 1996 Tonics and Twisted Chasers. Super cool album. I believe it was only released, or was released solely on vinyl format when it first came out, as sort of like a fan club, limited exclusive to Guided by Voices fans. That's really cool. And fun fact, it uses the same album cover as Sunfish Holy Breakfast, which, if you know that album, it has three naked individuals, like hippies or nomads, I'm not too sure, something like that, but they're kind of crouched down. This album covers the same, but it's just in, yeah, black and white. So yeah, start off some bangers right off the bat, and we have lots more music coming up. Yeah, we have some Ethan J. Weeb coming up next. Shout out Ethan J. Weeb, or Ethan, he's one of my good friends, and he's actually playing with Flush, Winnipeg band, with another led by Hunter, which is another good friend of mine. They're playing at the Public Domain tonight with Stitch and Prairie Spirit. So I believe doors open 7, music 7:30. You could catch Flush, Prairie Spirit, and Stitch from Vancouver. I'll be there. It'll be a good time. But yeah, here's a bit of Ethan's solo project, or just under his name. Here's You're the Best from Pigeon. Thank you.
And I said, no.
Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Brittany. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Killed a miner, say the grim bells of Lyra. Through a vandal's in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well if. Say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimini.
That was Just Listen to the Chords I Play by Roger Rodier on UMFM 101.5. Yeah, it's an interesting album. Roger Rodier, originally from Quebec, he put out that album in 1972, his only album, and then he kind of disappeared. Very kind of obscure artist. But yeah, he put that album out on Columbia Records, and it's a great record. I don't know how I found this one, but it really kind of scratches an itch for Nick Drake, fans of Nick Drake, any like kind of folksy with that kind of lush instrumentals. Kind of even gives a little bit of a Baroque pop sound on there. Super pretty sounds. He's got a great voice, kind of breathy vocals. But yeah, super great record, Upon Velvetor from 1972. It's a shame that it's his only release and kind of just disappeared. But yeah, great record there. And before that, we had The Birds with The Bells of Rhymney from Mr. Tambourine Man, classic. I believe that album's from 1965. The Birds, they've influenced so many just bands in general. I mean, you could argue that they're kind of the most innovative bands of specifically of like that jangle sound with the lead guitarist, I'm forgetting his name, but yeah, that 12-string guitar, and he kind of popularized that noise, jangly guitar tunes. But yeah, and then prior to that, we had Krusty off Whatever Mortal, a 2001 album by Papa M, also known as David Pajo, Ariel M. M is the 13th letter, Pajo. He's a man of many aliases, great musician, kind of best known for being one of the four founding members of Slint, Louisville, Kentucky band from the 90s, kind of popularized that post-rock sound. Yeah, he's worked with countless other artists, I believe Tortoise from Chicago, and then also Gang of Four, kind of classic post-punk band. He's done, yeah, but he's, like I said, he's a man of many many musical efforts. He's been on tons of different albums. He really knows how to kind of, I've heard him described as a chameleon. He knows how to fit in and adapt to different kinds of music, and it's very clear he's a very talented individual. Shout out David Pajo. Anyways, yeah, it's 3:31. You are still tuned into Over the Neptune. I'm still your host, Asher. Yeah, we have, yeah, about halfway through the episode, we have a couple more, we have a decent bit of songs left. Yeah, we're going to kind of continue with that lush, folksy sound. Here's some Nick Drake on UMFM 101.5.
out the window in the morning. But what will happen in the evening in the forest with a weasel with a teeth that bite so sharp when you're not looking in the evening? And all the friends that you once knew and left behind, they kept you safe and so secure amongst the books and all the records of your lifetime. What will happen in the morning when the world gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? Sister fair. And now that the family is part of a chain, take off your high shade, start over again.
Reveals your power and But I won't ask what was given between your love and your tears. No, I shan't ask what was given between your love and your tears.
Thank you.
All right. That was just Theme from Leaving Philadelphia by Asher White, 2024 album, called Home Constellation Study. Great album. Asher White, I believe she's a musician from Illinois. Very unique kind of sound. That album specifically has elements of jazz, I guess you could say Baroque pop, samba. It's kind of all over the place, but it's really cool. Highly suggest it. I believe Asher White is also going on tour, or it might just be a one-off show with Villager. Villager's really cool. He just released a new album this year. And Greg Mendez, who also released a new album this year. So, hey, that's a pretty sick show. I believe it's in London. I believe, yeah, it's just a one-off, not an actual tour, but if I lived in London, I'd definitely go to that. Yeah, and prior to that, we had Antenna with Seaside Weekend off, I believe it's a 1982 compilation, Camino del Sol, Belgian trio, kind of a loungy sound. I don't know. It's like kind of that, again, the Baroque pop, or not Baroque pop, sorry, samba kind of infused loungy feel. It's kind of interesting to see like a Belgian band be doing that in the 80s, but nonetheless, really cool stuff. I know that album / compilation was put out or re-released on Numero Group either last year or the year prior. So really cool stuff there. And then before that one, we had The Color of Anyhow by Beverly Ann Copeland. He's a musician from Canada. He's been making music since the 60s, I believe. That album was his debut, or that song was off his album, which was his debut in 1970, just self-titled debut. Really cool stuff there. Again, folksy, got elements of jazz on there. Yeah, I feel like today's episode's kind of a little all over the place, but we got lots of folk and then pop. I don't know. It's a mixed bag. I feel like I always say that, but yeah, I always try to find some fun stuff just to play that has elements of a different music in it, spicing it up a bit. So yeah, we had lots of different sounds today, but yeah, we're on to our last three songs. It is I Am Still Asher. You're still listening to Over the Neptune. It is still Tuesday, June 30th. It's 3:49 p.m. Here's the last three songs. Thank you for listening. And yeah, here is Pylon on UMFM 101.5. We'll be right back.
Tu as 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir 850 $ pour ton soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit 150 $ pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
You're listening to CKUM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg.
When a man needs a woman's love so much, in a beautiful love story, not all love is beautiful.
Hey, this is your old buddy Twist. I'm taking the summer off, so you lucky listeners get to enjoy some classic episodes of Revolution Radio until I return in September. So be safe, have fun, and until we meet again, adios, muchachos!
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Not suitable for children. It may contain coarse fracking language, violence, sexual content, and deals with mature themes that some viewers may find offensive. Viewer discretion is advised.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.
What I'm told, because I'm bleeding.